who is tall, loves to jump from place to place, carries her lovely children in a pouch, and enjoys a delicious range of vegan cuisine courtesy of nature. Any guesses? Yes, you got it. The fun-loving kangaroo.
There's no other animal in the world that is like a kangaroo.
Greetings, vibrant viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Join us as we go on an adventure to the great outback for grand discoveries about the wonders of the kangaroo. Native to Australia, this vegan animal proudly represents Australia in many ways and forms, including being featured on the national coat of arms, on currency, and by major companies such as Qantas Airways, and as a mascot for several sporting teams.
The world's second most recognised symbol is the kangaroo.
Kangaroos belong to the macropod family. Macropod means great-footed. Also included in this great-footed family are wallabies, paddy melons, tree kangaroos, and wallaroos. Kangaroos can be found in all parts of Australia, as well as in certain parts of Papua New Guinea. The kangaroo ladies are called does, and the gentlemen are called bucks. Highly adaptable, they inhabit both hot and cold climates across the continent. They can be found cruising on the beaches, lounging in the tropical rainforest, and hopping in the desert. Miss Nikki Sutterby from the Australian Society for Kangaroos tells us more about the different species of kangaroos.
Well, the red kangaroo is possibly one of the most beautiful kangaroos. They come in the grey and red colour, and they're found more in the arid lands of sort of central New South Wales and central Queensland. And then we've got the eastern kangaroos, which live more on the east coast of Australia and the southern areas of Australia. And they require quite dense woodlands to survive. And then you've got the wallaroos and euros. They're found mainly in sort of tropical areas and along creek lines and river systems. And the western greys, they're found in New South Wales and South Australia, and they're quite similar to the eastern greys, and they require quite dense woodlands and forests to survive as well.
The largest of the kangaroos is the red kangaroo. In fact, they are the largest mammal in Australia and the largest marsupial in the world. As their name suggests, red kangaroos have a reddish coloured fur, varying between a pale red to a brownish shade of red. The male can grow up to 2 metres tall, weighing up to 90 kilograms, while the ladies strut a more petite stature at around 30 kilograms. But don't underestimate the lady kangaroo because of her smaller size. This is in no way a disadvantage. In fact, being lighter enables her to move considerably faster than their male friends. The one thing all kangaroos have in common, however, is their powerful hind legs and long feet. Kangaroos are famous for the way they hippity-hop from here to there. In fact, they are the only large mammal who can hop. They use their mighty tail to balance their body while they are hopping around. They can jump an amazing 8 metres in a single bound. They are also incredibly fast movers. The grey kangaroo is able to reach speeds of over 56 kilometres per hour. These phenomenal physical feats are all powered by a pure plant-based diet. The kangaroos indeed demonstrate the tremendous health benefits of a vegan diet. What great teachers they are for humankind. Kangaroos are herbivorous and thrive simply on a raw vegan diet. Being nocturnal animals, they will usually eat during the afternoon or at night. They dine on a variety of grasses and the leaves of native shrubs. A fascinating fact about kangaroos is that they are able to live without water for a very long time, often for months at a time, as the plants they eat provide enough water to keep them hydrated. If they are ever in need of water to drink, red kangaroos have been known to dig their own wells to source water from underneath the ground. Such an intelligent and self-sufficient animal. Kangaroos are marsupials, which means they carry their young in their built-in front pouches. Kangaroo babies are born very tiny, about the size of a cherry. After birth, they crawl up into mummy's pouch and will continue to grow there, in the safety and warmth of mum's embrace and loving care. In the pouch, they will be nourished by mummy's milk until they grow big and strong. Baby kangaroos are called joeys. Grey kangaroo joeys will stay in the pouch until they are about a year old, while red kangaroo joeys will usually hop on out after 8 months to explore the beauty and wonders of the Australian landscape.
Kangaroos have a social life not unlike humans, with strong mother and joey ties, companions, relatives and the like.
Kangaroos are highly social mammals that typically congregate in groups known as mobs, which vary in size from 10 to 100 or more members. Each mob has a specific social order, wherein the affectionate, caring mother kangaroos teach their young how to live in the wild.
Kangaroos have very strong family bonds in their mob. They have very close relationships with their joeys. They're reliant on their mother, the joey, until they're about 18 months of age. They will feed from her, particularly in the eastern greys. And the daughters, the female joeys, will stay with their mother for the rest of their life. And the big males are also a very important part of the hierarchy and social structure. They not only protect the female from the advances of younger males, they also teach the young joeys and have a lot of interaction with the young joeys, teaching them the rules of the group and survival skills. And the female kangaroos teach the young joeys also the rules of the mob and how to look after their young and survive. So there's some very strong bonds within kangaroos.
Kangaroos are valuable members of the Australian community, as was recently illustrated during the Queensland-Australia floods in January 2011. Floodwaters devastated a large portion of the state of Queensland, and much wildlife perished as a result. One iconic photo that has emerged from the disasters shows a gentleman rescuing a kangaroo, and is a great depiction of the special bond humans can have with animals. The kangaroo had lashed himself onto a log, with only his eyes visible above the encroaching floodwaters. Contending with the dangerous floodwaters, Raymond Cole valiantly went in and carried the roo to safety. Kangaroos, like all of our animal co-inhabitants, bring special blessings and gifts to humans. One heartfelt example of this kindred connection is the story of Erwin, the injured kangaroo who brought comfort to his new human friend Christine Carr from Oklahoma, USA. Christine had been suffering depression at the time, and by recommendation of her therapist, who said caring for animals would bring her through this rough stage in life, she volunteered at Wild Heart Ranch Wildlife Rescue. At this wildlife rehabilitation sanctuary, Christine met Erwin. She and the young roo quickly bonded and became friends. Since Erwin had permanent injuries and could not be released back into nature, Christine was granted permission to adopt Erwin into her safe and loving home, which also saved him from imminent euthanasia. In turn, Erwin offered Christine much needed companionship and a positive new start in life. By both accounts, the two friends saved one another's life. Now, Erwin accompanied Christine everywhere. He rides in the car, wears a diaper, and dresses in a boy's shirt and jeans that accommodate his tail. Now you might think this is adorably silly, but Christine does this for the practical purpose of giving him extra protection from germs. In addition to healing Christine's heart, the caring kangaroo has become certified as a therapy animal. Erwin joins Christine on her visits to the nursing home and gives the elderly residents something to smile and look forward to.
people that raise kangaroos, they will tell you that they're extremely intelligent animals and extremely sensitive, and they suffer a lot of grief when their family members are killed or when they're stressed. And certainly there's stories of the mothers dying when their joey dies.
Unfortunately, in recent years, the Australian government has implemented kangaroo culling as population control. Tourists looking forward to seeing these native Aussies, who once roamed freely without any disruption to humans, will be disappointed in how difficult it is to catch a glimpse of them in urban areas nowadays. Miss Nikki clarifies some misinformation surrounding the killing of the beloved kangaroos.
This myth that kangaroos are in plague proportions and need to be controlled is really something that's propagated by the kangaroo industry, obviously, which makes money out of killing kangaroos. So there's a lot of myth and propaganda about kangaroos, which is mainly used to justify their slaughter, which has been going on for centuries. The truth is that some scientists believe that there's probably about 10% of the kangaroos that there was at White Settlement. So the fact is that kangaroos have actually been decimated through loss of habitat, drought, and the kangaroo industry, which is taking massive amounts of kangaroos and selling them for next to nothing. Kangaroos can actually only have one joey per year, and this joey has a mortality rate of about 60 to 80%. And as I said before, it's relying on its mother for about 18 months. So it's impossible for kangaroos to become in plague proportions, and they'll only breed according to what the food availability is. So in drought, they'll actually stop breeding. One of our leading ecologists, Dan Ramps, actually done a lot of research and found that kangaroos actually play an integral role in the ecosystem functioning, and they can actually be found to protect threatened species or endangered species from further decline. So the sort of more common species such as kangaroos and wombats actually have a very important role in the ecosystem functioning in Australia. Significant way they regenerate native grasses, just in the way they move around through their feces, the way their claws push the seeds into the ground like a planting. They protect the Australian bush from fire by creating a grazing pressure so that the understory doesn't proliferate too much. Kangaroos actually are a very important part of the ecology, but they've been persecuted and made out to be quite different to that.
In a gathering with our association members in August 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the role of animals as our benefactors.
And it's a pity that humans doesn't avail themselves of the help of the animals, even the wild ones. But when you befriend them, they tell you nice things. Of course, when they are in your house or in your care, they are grateful and they're very happy to help you. Yeah, in any way they can. They do the best they can to help your life better. If you can hear them, it's fantastic because they can see everything. You know, they are tremendous help to mankind. It's a very pity that people don't know about it. Just go on killing them. You kill your helper. You could have let them live. We need help to develop compassion and to make use of the help that the animal will give us if we love them and contact them. We have angels running all over the planet in the form of all kind of animals. They are the angels in the physical form to help you in different situations.
Thank you, respectful viewers, for joining our program today on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May we discover and fully cherish the blessings that our precious animal cohabitants give to us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.